If you are a veteran and have filed a VA disability claim, have been denied, have received a low rating, or you're unsure of how to get started, reach out to us. Go to docontheroad.com, linked in our show notes, and take advantage of a free VA claims discovery call. Learn what you've been missing so you can finally get the disability rating and compensation you deserve.
Hello, my brothers and sisters of the uniform. Yes, it's time for Doc on the Road.
I know this has been a long wait. We've been trying to get a few things together for season five. That's great that we're in season five. I really appreciate all the support, all the likes, and all the messages from everyone letting me know that they've been enjoying it. They love the content here. And I just wanted to bring up a couple of things. I am on the road, and right now I'm in Georgia. Now, this used to be the home of, well, it wasn't really the home of these people, but what they did was do a lot of coming here for vacation and stuff like that, and like the Masters of Finance type of thing, the Carnegies, the J.P. Morgans, the Rockefellers, and they still have some of the houses that they built here, big Southern mansion type houses that look really cool, and now they've turned them into different government areas. Here they also have a number of really cool things, tall pines with Spanish moss hanging from it. Something that you would see out of a movie in some of these places. Matter of fact, there's a place called Driftwood Beach that is really cool. It's got a lot of, not only is it a beach, but it's got a lot of like prehistoric petrified wood, the roots, because of the erosion happening, and they're all into the air, exposed, have been for quite a long time. But it's kind of a really spooky area, and it's really cool. Matter of fact, the whole island is a spooky area. Cool. So if you ever get a chance to go to Georgia, make sure that you stop by and spend some time there. It was actually really cool. And it's a lot of the small town thing there. The state of Georgia has done a lot of stuff to preserve a lot of different things there. So some of those areas, when I think about that, when groups like that get together, it reminds me a lot of the VA system now. There's been a lot of things about the VA, been a lot of things that have come out from, say, VSO-type organizations, other VA organizations, claiming that there's a lot of people helping other veterans, and they're doing it in a negative space. Now, this is something that I've talked about in the past. There is no negative space unless we make it a negative space. Just like with those ministers of finance, I'm sure a lot of jealousies and different things like that pop up. I think everybody plays a role in this process to helping veterans, because let's face it, it's a confusing type of situation, and veterans can get confused with it and also get turned off and just quit when negativity is spread out like it is being done today. I can tell you my experience. I went to a VSO one time. Not a whole lot happened with the VSO. I told them about a couple of different aches and pains that I had, and all they did was fill out some paperwork and send it off to VA. I didn't have a whole lot of education about it at the time, and I didn't have a whole lot of medical evidence. So just a lot of people, the VSOs, don't really do justice by their processes. Matter of fact, I think that is one of the biggest issues that we have today with dealing with the whole VA system, is not really the VA. Because the VA will respond correctly if you're doing it correctly. And what I see the VSOs doing is just filling out paperwork, throwing it out there. And that's why I am reminded of a situation where they were having special meetings in the Congress and the House about how veterans go to different organizations, how veterans may pay for those organizations and may not pay for organizations. Now, I do know that the VSOs, they're funded through the VA, which makes me a little bit shaky with that to begin with, because it's one big system. It's cool to have outside influencers that can actually help you with your claim, because the way I look at it, it's better to have outside influencers than somebody that is just tied to the VA. And I've heard all kinds of stories where VSO said, you couldn't do that, you can't do this, hey, look, just be happy with what you got type of attitude. That doesn't do anything for veterans. As a matter of fact, again, like I said, That's just negative responses and negative actions from organizations such as that just shut down veterans. I know it would have shut me down. I would have just said, never mind.
Of course, like I always say, you need to stay positive in this. And the whole situation needs to be positive. We can't have finger pointing. We can't have anything like this. And just because somebody does something just a little bit different, as most of you know, we all do things different. But the thing is, we're all trying to help veterans. And by trying to help veterans, we need to stay positive. We need to go ahead and make sure that we keep the veteran engaged and keep the veteran going for what they deserve. If you have to go to a different way of doing this, or go to a company that might do something just slightly different, like educate, make sure that you have plenty of medical evidence, and go ahead and come up with a strategy for you, then so be it. This is crazy that somebody can actually spread rumors like this. And this is where it gets bad. And I disagree with it completely. I think that we're all trying to help veterans and we all do it in a different manner. But the point of it is helping veterans get what they deserve. And I think that's the most important part about this. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and get off the soapbox now. You go ahead and find the flavor that works for you. Find the one that you know that you can get behind and back all the way. And just be honest with everybody. That way we can actually keep moving forward and everybody can actually keep helping veterans and quit the finger pointing or quit the name calling and quit the negativity that is actually hurting veterans in the long run. Now, that's my thoughts on it. I hope all of you have a great week. I look forward to doing another one of these real quick for you from Jacksonville, Florida. And we are definitely looking forward to meeting different veterans on our path and along our way. So love you guys. This is Doc out.
The VA claims process is a pain. Many veterans struggle for years trying to increase their ratings or even getting rated at all. Most are not getting the compensation they deserve. Here at VA Claims Insider, we've supported and educated more than 25,000 veterans to win their claims and increase their rating. Now it's your turn. Schedule your free VA claim discovery call today by going to docontheroad.com, linked in our show notes. You'll learn what gaps you need to fill and how to increase your rating.